Is the world about to end?
Asteroid attacks, famine, nuclear disaster. People have been making predictions about the end of the world for centuries. Here are a few of the most famous ones.
One of the earliest prophecies came from Christopher Columbus. He declared that the world would end in 1658. His calculations were based on the fact that the planet was going to last just 7,000 years, and that it had been created in 5,342 BC. Of course, that wouldn't be his only major mistake. In 1642, he thought he'd landed in India, when it was actually America.
Herbert W. Armstrong, the founder of the Worldwide Church of God, told his congregation that the world was going to end in 1936, and that only they would be saved. After the prophecy failed, he changed the date three more times before finally giving up.
Jim Jones, the founder of the People's Temple Agricultural Project, claimed he had visions that a nuclear holocaust was going to take place in 1967. Later, on the 18th of November 1978, he convinced his followers to commit mass suicide in northwestern Guyana. Known as the Jonestown Massacre, more than 900 people died from cyanide poisoning. After overseeing the deaths, Jones shot himself in the head.
In 1966, Jehovah's Witnesses declared that 1975 marked 6,000 years since man's creation, and that this would be the end of our existence on Earth. Later, they said it was only a possibility, though some continued to affirm that 1975 would probably be the end.
Hongming Chen, the leader of the Taiwanese cult God's Salvation Church, claimed that God would appear on Channel 18 on every TV set in the US on the 25th of March 1998. Then, at 10 a.m. on the 31st of March, God would come to Earth in a flying saucer. On top of that, God would have the same physical appearance as Chen himself. Chen chose to base his cult in Garland, Texas, because he thought Garland sounded like God's land.
Philip Berg, dean of the Worldwide Kabbalah Center, said that a ball of fire would descend on Earth on the 11th of September 1999, destroying almost all forms of life.
The world-renowned linguist Charles Berlitz predicted that the world would end in 1999. He didn't specify how, but he said that it could involve nuclear devastation, asteroid impact, pole shift, or other Earth changes.
One of the most recent predictions came from the Mayans, an ancient civilization that ruled over areas of what is now southern Mexico, Guatemala, and Belize between 1000 BC and 1519 AD. According to several interpretations of their calendar, the world was going to end on the 21st of December, 2012. Many people around the world took the warning seriously, and one man even built his very own Noah's Ark.
Beware of false prophets.